Good morning. Welcome to Sunday, April 13th, 2014 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Sisters and brothers, last week we listened to Egyptian activist Alaa Abd El Fattah testifying from Egypt how following each one of our steps toward freedom, power learns from our movements and mounts a reaction that they hope incorporates what they've learned. In one of the pages I've put up, Founding and Realizing a Test Site, we noted, or rather de Tocqueville does, that this is a long historical process, much longer than he discusses, coterminous with class, and that it was with the French Revolution that the dutiful sons of rule finally got what Plato was trying to teach them, that the only way to successfully, to permanently sit on the people is if they, power, the philosopher, king, global statesman, unite. Remember, there must be no disunity in the master class, while we, the people, are systematically riven by them, by divisions. And aren't states just working double time on this of late? Perhaps they're ever working double time on this, trying to rev up antipathy towards immigrants, gays, lesbians, and transgendered, mutual mistrust between police and the people, and between various ethnicities. And let's not forget that the wage work system is the mechanism by which states utilize our energy, by which they do everything. I think it's time for us to realize that the wage work system is how they shape the world they want, and that it's time for us to shape different priorities, which we can only do if we are in charge of our own lives, which we can't do if we're leashed to a paycheck. So let's not forget that the wage work system is the mechanism by which states utilize our energy and thereby implement their plans. So, for instance, the Kenyan police become tools of those who rule, and then become the means for global state-backed ethnic cleansing. And Russian soldiers are similarly played to try to create divisions in the Ukraine. This is the banality of obedience. Everyday horrors power unleashes on us, around us, the banality of following orders. Only when we're free to think for ourselves can we end these everyday horrors of betrayal and of the failure of our empathy, our greatest gift as a human being, and the coerced work system, our dependence on the state for the right to exist, doesn't allow this. But they can also only sit on us, and this is equally important, if they prevent the development of our thought process, because they want to maintain their superior status, position, as the ones who do the thinking, the ones who direct the grand ship called the planet. Just as power was slow to grasp Plato, it took the French Revolution and Bentham to accomplish it. Power has likewise been slow to get de Tocqueville, or rather just slow to accept, perhaps, his message that we the people will never stop pushing to use our gifts, and that they must manage it, this longing, preferably for power in the way that Bentham said, and de Tocqueville heartily endorsed, get the people to internalize discipline. And then going beyond this, de Tocqueville praised the U.S. way of decentralizing our management because it makes the state seem non-totalitarian.